All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. What's happening? Monday morning here, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. Yeah, here till 5. I'm really glad to be back. I was off for a week and missed you guys, and I'm glad we're back, and we're back and going. So, and my dad's going to call in and tell a joke, because it's Monday morning, and we're going to talk about International Left-Handed Day. We got some international, we got some interesting left-handed facts and some famous folks who are left-handed, and we are celebrating that. Personally, I think there needs to be more than just one day a year where left-handed people are celebrated, but that's just me, because I'm a lefty. So, all right. So, last weekend was flashback weekend. Mike and Mia Kurz put together, in my opinion, the best horror convention that there is. The best run, always has great guests and all kinds of really cool stuff that happens and really great events. And it's always an interesting and fun weekend. And it was again this year. Couple of stories here. About so some of the guests included, you know, the director of both Fright Night and Child's Play, Tom Holland, and cast members from both of those movies reuniting, and then screenings of those movies outside on the big screen in the courtyard. We sit outside under the stars and watch the movie, and the screen itself is a big giant screen that's inflatable, so it blows up. And then, you know, it inflates all the way up, and it's a big movie screen. So that's where we watch him outside in the courtyard for the outdoor screenings. So Saturday night was the night that they screened Fright Night. So William Ragsdale, Jeffrey, why am I forgetting his name? Stephen Jeffries, Amanda Bierce, and I'm going to sneeze. Hang on a second. Oh. That hurt because my back is out, because I threw my back out. I don't know how I did it, and I can't stand up straight right now because my back's killing me. That was not a pleasant sneeze. I feel like Sammy Sosa.
I was just going to say.
That's not a pleasant sneeze. Maybe I did it sneezing. I don't know. But anyway, my back.
It was as intense as the one I just saw. I could see it.
Well, my back hurts. So anyway, and that's just, you know, par for the course. It didn't hurt all week while I was off. Now I come into work and it's like, oh, welcome back to work. Here's your back. And it hurts. So anyway, Amanda Bierce from Fright Night, and of course, she was Marcy on Married with Children. She was there. Steve Johnson, who did all the makeup effects, was there. And Tom Holland and me, myself, Steve Procopi, who's been on the show many times, as you know, and is also one of the hosts that has been around, and Heather Wixon. We did like a round robin question and Q&A thing before the movie in front of the crowd. And then, you know, ran out into the audience and took some questions from the audience with, you know, with microphones and stuff. So it went really well. They introduced the movie. Everything was cool. They leave. The cast leaves. We all sit down and the movie starts. So the movie is playing. About 3 minutes into the movie, the screen begins to deflate. So this so this giant movie screen just suddenly starts going brrr and deflating until it's like completely, you know, collapsed. And everybody's going nuts. Now, as this just starts to happen and it's obvious that there's going to be a delay or we don't know what's going on or if they're going to be able to fix it, as it's just about to completely deflate, Amanda Bierce runs out of the crowd in front of the screen, in front of the audience, and begins entertaining them. Now, Amanda Bierce is in Fright Night. She was in Married with Children. She comes out, starts taking questions from the audience, starts entertaining them and making jokes. And so I run out and I grab her a microphone. I get to go to the sound guy. I grab her a microphone. I grab a mic and I stand in the crowd to you know, mic people up when they have questions for her. So this goes on for like 15 minutes, okay? So she's trying, and meanwhile, they're still trying to blow the screen up. They're trying to blow it back up, and it's deflating and blowing. And people were going, you know, they're making noises, too. Like, she was leading people as it would blow up a little bit. And then it was really windy that night, too. Saturday night was really, really windy. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But actually, what it had to do with, I guess they blew a couple of circuits of power. But the wind didn't help. So the screen as it was blowing up was swaying back and forth, and the audience was going, whoa, whoa. So meanwhile, Amanda Beers is out there answering questions, doing everything she can to tap dance and entertain and keep the crowd involved. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever, because she didn't have to do that, you know, and she did it with nobody asked her to do it either. Like, she ran up there and just started entertaining people and answering questions about Fright Night and answering questions about her career and answering questions about Married with Children, you know, and what it was like to work on that show for the 10 years that she was on it. She ended up being, she directed many episodes of Married with Children, told stories about that. So finally, the thing is inflated. People are cheering. You know, I call Amanda Beers, you know, a hero. I'm like, man, that was really awesome. And so she leaves. Everybody gives her a big round of applause. Everybody's ready. Okay, we put the mics back. We sit down. I sit down. And the movie starts again. 2 minutes in, the screen collapses again. So it starts to deflate and collapse again. And everybody's booing and getting upset. And here comes Amanda Beers again. She comes running up on up in front of the screen. And does what she did the first time and cracks jokes and entertains people. She was funny and sweet and hilarious, and she had such a really good sense of humor about it. Meanwhile, the guys who work at the hotel and some of the staff members are going nuts trying to get this thing, but you know, trying to get it fixed. And then they, you know, we were being pulled aside saying that we might have to move the screening inside to one of the ballrooms in you know, and screen it inside, which wouldn't be nearly as cool as seeing it outside on the big screen. And so, and this goes on for, I mean, this goes on, another 20 minutes of this goes on. And Amanda Beers never leaves the stage, and, you know, never stops talking, never stops entertaining anybody. And again, she was not asked to do this. And so finally, screen gets blown up again. We all sit down, and now we're all like, oh boy, what's going to happen next, you know? Movie starts, and it was fine. So the rest of the movie was shown without incident. The screen stayed, you know, inflated. But I have to say, in the 16 years that I've been doing it, this was my 17th flashback convention. I've never seen a celebrity do that. I've never seen someone unasked to just go out and do that. She didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? And she was great about it, like really, really great about it, and stood there the whole time until everything was fixed. She kept the crowd entertained. I know she definitely was responsible for, you know, a portion of the crowd not leaving. Like, she didn't want anybody to leave. She wanted everybody to have a good time, and people were going to leave. And so she kept them there. So that was like one of my favorite stories of the weekend. I love Amanda Beers. I mean, I always liked her from Married with Children, and I loved her in Fright Night, and I always thought she was cool, but that was just really, and then I saw her the next day, and I went over to her table, and I was, you know, I told her, you know, I've been doing this for 16 years, I've been a host here, I've never seen anybody do that, a guest do that, unprovoked or unasked, to go up in front of the crowd and keep them entertained while some, you know, emergency or some, you know, ridiculous thing was happening. And she said, yeah, it was fun, I had a good time. So I took a picture with her, got an autograph, and she turns out to be really, she was awesome. So I thought that was like the coolest thing. I mean, that was my favorite. Well, no, my favorite thing of the weekend was Dana. She was the best part of the whole weekend. But as far as incidents and things that took place, nobody could have handled it better. And she was really, really funny. And the crowd really, you know, went nuts, and they really appreciated it. And so did Mike and Mia, who were running around going, oh my God, what are we going to do? And to have one of the celebrities, you know, get up there and do that. So that was one of the highlights. Absolutely one of the highlights. You know, other things, you know, that were there. Let's see. There was a Friday the 13th Part 4 reunion. I got a picture with five different Jasons, which is now hanging on our office door. Got a picture with the cast and the crew of Fright Night. A bunch of pictures with Dana. That just goes without saying. And then, you know, bought some stuff from the vendor room, hung out with Sven. Sven Gulli was fantastic. And he always great. And the costume contest was fantastic. By the way, my favorite costume, and I took pictures of this stuff and I posted it all on my regular Facebook page. Like last weekend, I was just posting pictures, you know, all day and posts about what was happening. My favorite costume was that in the kids' costume. And it's this little adorable little boy who came as the thing with two heads. So he had, like, you know, because that's the famous movie with Ray Milland and Rosie Greer. And the plot of the movie is a white bigot's head gets sewn on the same body as Rosie Greer, as a black guy. And it's one of the worst movies ever made, but it's classic. It's an absolute classic. So this kid is dressed up like the thing with two heads, a perfect costume. And the other head that is next to him, because there's a neck brace around it, Rosie Greer. They put Rosie Greer's head on this kid. And it was by far the best costume. And this kid has ruled now 2 years in a row. He can't be more than, he's got to be five, maybe. Last year, he came in second in the children's costume. He came as Roddy Piper from They Live. He had the flannel shirt. He had the mullet. And you know the famous line of dialogue, Dan? I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big bucket of double bubble bubblegum.
Nice.
And it was just the greatest costume until this year when he showed up as the thing with two heads. And I talked to his dad. And his dad was obviously the brains behind it. And it's like, yeah, I wanted to do something a little bit even crazier this year. And he said that the reason why they had the bubble gum was because Amazon would not send him a toy gun.
Hmm.
And I was like, well, the bubble gum was more clever. The bubble gum,
right.
It was much more clever, and it was a great allusion to the best line in the movie. So, and Rich had a field day with that, and it was just, and Rich was, you know, obviously a pro, and I got to see him, take pictures with him, and hang out. So, but this Dana DiLorenzo person, I'm telling you right now, Esmeralda, I'm telling you, hung out with her for the weekend, and I do feel like I was married to her. I feel like she's my ex-wife. It was that kind of weekend. It was really that kind of weekend. So, anyway. Let's take a quick break. I'll tell you a couple of more Dana stories, and then we'll jump into some left-handed activities. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on a Monday morning, which means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke a little bit later on. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And there you go. So, now, Dan, you've talked with Dana DiLorenzo, star of Ash vs. Evil Dead,
mm-hmm.
on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's awesome. She's also, like, as you know, I wish she had a little more energy.
Just a tad.
I wish she would... you know, be a little more excited about stuff, and I wish she would talk more. So you've had these conversations with her over the phone, and we met her. She came to studio one time, and it was the very first time we ever had her on the show. She came to studio, and it was one of the best interviews, one of my favorite interviews that we've ever done. And I've become a big fan, and we have become friends, and we have texted back and forth and called each other and all kinds of cool stuff. So this was her first time at Flashback Weekend. As a guest, her and Ray Santiago, who plays Pablo on Ash vs. Evil Dead. They had a table together, signing autographs and pictures and all kinds of cool stuff and taking pictures and stuff. And so it was both their first times at Flashback. And so she contacts me on Thursday. I checked into the hotel on Thursday. All right. And she texts me and she's like, are you here? And I'm like, yeah. And so she comes up to my room on Thursday night. And I told this story because I was on the air Friday morning. I came from the hotel Friday morning, did the show, and then went back and stayed for the weekend doing all the stuff that I needed to do, you know, and all the Q&As and all that stuff. So she comes up to my room on Thursday. And as soon as she came into my room, It became the Dana DiLorenzo Express. That's what it was. And that express train did not stop until I left the hotel Sunday afternoon, particularly Saturday. Saturday night was, it was insane. Let me just say something. If you can picture her, you know, when we have her on the air and she's really constantly talking and very excitable and is kind of all over the map, hang out with her for 4 days. And now, and you know, and it was, and I needed the week off just because of that, just because of the weekend I spent with Dana DiLorenzo. It was crazy, but it was awesome. I mean, let me just say it was awesome. And she was really great with her fans. She had a couple of cocktails on Saturday night and was very interesting to talk to and hang out with after that, to say the least. So we hung out a lot, and she just actually, she's leaving. She's still in town, and she's leaving today. She's going to go back to Ohio for a little while and then travel around a little bit. I met her father. Her father is awesome. And she kept saying, you have to ask my father for my hand in marriage. So I did, and he said it was okay. So
how long was that, you know, did you do the cursory small talk, or did you just go right to the beginning and just say, Mr. DiLorenzo?
Oh, no, it was small talk first. You know, we were talking, first, and we had he's a lovely man, and it was great. And then Dana kept coming up because she was like signing autographs and taking pictures and stuff with people, but she kept coming up and saying, when are you going to ask him for my hand in marriage? No. See, they have this thing. They have a party, like a meet and greet party every year, which takes place in one of the ballrooms. They bring out a bunch of bars and people load up on booze, and the celebrities are there. And this is a party for the people who pay for the ultimate package, you know, so they pay extra so they get to go to this party that, you know, other attendees don't get to go to. They get better seats for the screenings and better seats for Q&As. It's that, I mean, it's one of those, you know, the highest level that you can purchase for the whole weekend. You get a discount on the room, that kind of stuff. But the big perk is Saturday evening, every year on the Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, all the celebrities and the guests are in this ballroom, and you can walk around, get pictures taken with them, and they booze up the celebrities. So Dana doesn't need that. I mean, she's already, you know, pretty crazy. And she was having a few cocktails, and she was, you know, taking pictures with all with her guests and stuff, and her fans. And then she and her dad went out to dinner, and I couldn't go. She wanted me to come with them. I couldn't go because I had to introduce Fright Night and then watch the screen collapse. But she's like, just walk over to Gibson's. Like, she was just telling me, just walk over to Gibson's, sit at our table. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to walk over to Gibson's and sit at your table. So then after they had finished dinner, Dana came back to the hotel. I had to meet with Mike because we had to discuss what was happening the next day. There was a George Romero tribute that we were going to be a part of, and I wanted to make sure what the details were. It was really late. At this point, it was like 11:30. And Fright Night had ended, and we were talking about, you know, the collapsing of this and, you know, and all that stuff and how great Amanda Bierce was. And so we were having a little pizza and having a meeting, and Dana kept texting me, like, where are you? What's going on? And I was like, I'm in a meeting with Mike. And then after that meeting, I ended up hanging out with Dana, like, all night. So it was just to say it was interesting. It's just anyway, but it was a great weekend. One of the best flashback weekends I've ever had. And she is lovely. She's nuts. But she's lovely. And I had a great time hanging out with her. It was a pretty special weekend. So, all right. We have to break. We have to break for the news, and we'll come back and we'll talk about International Left-Handed Day.